got a question for you. We're here in the Intentional Living Center. Come in the studio. I was thinking about this one question. How would you measure your faith tank today? Is it on empty, half filled, or full? How are you doing today? We're going to talk about building our faith, the power of growing our faith, and frankly, how it makes a difference in our life every day, in our relationships. And so I welcome you to our Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy. Our phone line is going to be opened in just about 10 seconds for you. And here's what I'd love to hear from all over the United States. Maybe those of you who've been listening to our podcast or viewing on Facebook. What's one thing that you're doing to build your faith? What's one thing that's helped you build your faith? What's one thing that's encouraged you that you want to share to give glory to God and encouragement to someone else who's listening today? What are you doing? You can give us a call. The line's open now at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, even the disciples came to Jesus. We see this in the book of Luke, where the apostles said to the Lord, it says, "Show us how to increase our faith." They wanted to know. I mean, they're walking with the Son of God. They're seeing all of his miracles. They're right there in front of him. And they're still saying, hey, my tank isn't quite full yet. My faith is still maybe not quite to that full level. And so what one thing are you doing that's helping you? Whatever it is. And if you can't answer that, then that's a whole nother discussion, isn't it? If you're not doing anything to build your faith, I'm telling you, it's not like osmosis. You're not going to inherit it from your parents, from your spouse. You're not going to inherit from just going to church on Sunday and hearing a great message and then walking out the door and wanting to find out what the latest sports score is. What one thing you're doing to build your faith, give us a call and share and encourage others. By the way, everybody who calls, Stephen will whisper in your ear. I don't know if he'll whisper, but he'll tell you how you can receive free from the ministry here. We're going to send you a one thing 30-day devotional book, and we'd love to get that to you. All right. 888-888-1717. Let's get going. First to Georgia with Lori.
My one thing is, at the beginning of the year, I put up a scripture on the board, and I recite it every morning. And this year's scripture is, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me on a path of everlasting life." Psalms 139. 23 and 24. Huh. So I enjoy doing that, and he helps me through the day because then I keep remembering it.
Yeah, good for you.
So, yeah, and
where do you post it? Is it all over the place?
Or
where do you post it, Lorianne?
I post it right on the side of the refrigerator. We have a dry erase board, so it's there. It's handwritten in ink on another piece of paper, and I magnetize it there. So, and it's there all year, so each year I switch it out. And I learn verses, too, that way, because if you're saying it for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day, and he helps me through the day with it, too, because sometimes, you know, it's just not always going right.
Yeah,
fantastic. But I want to please him, so I got to keep remembering my verse.
Yeah, there you go. One verse for a year. You know, we talk about the power of one thing for a week, for a month, certainly a verse for the year. That's a good idea. All right, Lori, thank you for your call from beautiful Georgia today. Glad to be on the air in Georgia and around the country. Love to have you join in. One thing you're doing to grow your faith, 888-888-1717. We'll hook you up with that one thing 30-day devotional book as well for making the effort to call and share your one thing encouragement today. All right, Paula, you're next in Arizona. Go right ahead.
The one thing for me is I would like to read from Proverbs every day. I will start with maybe half a chapter just because of time. And then if I can get to one chapter a day, that would be absolutely wonderful.
All right, so half a chapter a day. And when are you going to start this?
Tomorrow.
Can I encourage you to add one thing to that? As you read the chapter, pick out one verse that sort of resonates in your mind and write it down, maybe put it on a post-it note on the refrigerator and kind of reflect and meditate on that verse throughout the day. Otherwise, what happens is all of the verses, which are so full of wisdom, you know, we can get lost and not remember. But picking out one would be pretty powerful.
Correct. And I was thinking a little bit War Room-esque. Is having one verse posted in each room of my home so that when I go in that room for whatever I'm going in there for, I see that verse that day.
Fantastic.
And I just appreciate the value of your program on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. And we're glad to be here, Paula, which reminds me, one of the things that we do here in our radio network around the country is we tell people, give us a 30-day challenge. You take it on for 30 days. Fill your heart and your mind with what you hear on the radio. Don't listen to anything else. Just let it fill your life. Now, that sounds self-serving. Obviously, we want you to listen to the station. We get that. But more than that, more importantly than that, we want you to be filled with the hope you're not going to get someplace else on the dial or someplace else in your entertainment for the day. And the stories we hear are incredible. As we choose to fill our lives, be renewed in the spirit of our minds, as the scripture says. And one of the ways of doing that is choosing what you listen to every day. Just a thought. Just a thought. All right, let's go to Olivia in Michigan. Hey, Olivia, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What's your one thing in building faith?
So first, real quick, when I heard you talking about, you know, giving that challenge for listening, I actually, for Lent, I'm doing a fast from, like, secular music, and I'm a big music listener, so that's been really, you know, shaping my days. So it was just funny you mentioned that.
Great.
But my one thing that I've been doing for about 2 years now is I keep a prayer journal.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I look back every couple weeks to see how prayers have been answered. And sometimes I'll write a little thing underneath about what it was fulfilled or how things changed. And it's just really incredible to see the way the Lord works.
Yeah. How does that build your faith?
When you're taking time to notice.
How does that build your faith? How has that experience been for you?
I think for me, it just is a great reminder of his kind of greater plan and things that maybe in the short term seem to be, you know, something that's going to set me back. Just seeing those kind of work for a greater good that maybe I didn't even know about at the time. And just noticing the power of prayer, because I was, you know, I've been skeptical, you know, throughout my life, and just, you know, having an awareness of, you know, even if a prayer isn't answered the way I think it's going to be or immediately, sometimes the answer is just not yet. Right. And so being open to that has just really built my faith.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. Keep up listening to the things that will make a difference in your life, and appreciate you sharing that, Olivia.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Call from Michigan today. You know, she was talking about keeping a prayer journal. You might think, well, that's interesting, but there's a really practical, psychological, and spiritual reason to do that. If you're in the business world, any of you business people, you've heard it said, what gets measured gets done. What gets measured gets done. If you can't measure it, then you don't know if it's working or not. And one of the reasons when you write down your prayer and your prayer journal, as you go back and see God answering prayers, you're actually measuring what's going on. You know, you're saying, wow, that builds your faith. It's like sort of like looking at, if you put on a savings program, you're going to try to get out of debt, keeping record of how your debt's being paid down. Hey, that encourages you. You say, wow, see that getting knocked off and I'm getting out of debt, paying off that credit card. Wow. That's encouraging your decision to be intentional with finances. And when we see what God is doing in the lives of our life and the lives of others through prayer, that can help build our faith. What gets measured gets done. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. Ulysses, Gretchen, Kimberly, all hang on. You can join us as well. What's one thing that you've been doing to build your faith? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I help support the program, and I get out of it everything I need to be intentional in my life, and it has helped me greatly in my devotion. It's helped me learn about relationships. And it's free advice, and it's biblical. And that's why I like the show, and that's why I help support it. Thank you.
We are totally listener-supported. It's because of friends like you all that pray for us and send in your regular support every month. It keeps us going. And every dollar goes back to keeping the radio show, the online podcast, our events, everything going. And so we appreciate your faithfulness. When you put it on that auto plan, it helps because it's just an automatic every month. A little bit from a lot pushes us over the top, as someone once said, and it's true. And so your support helps. Every dollar goes back into the ministry. We don't borrow money to operate. We just use it to do what we do, and that's to help people find Christ and then live intentionally in Him, trying to make our little part of the world better, strengthening families and homes in Jesus' name. Thank you for your support. And you, by the way, when you sign up monthly online, what we'll do, or call, what we'll do is we'll give you access to the platform we've developed with all of my monthly teachings that go up there for you, all the new ones and past ones for the last couple of years. So you can either call right now during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And when the nice little auto operator answers, press number 2, it'll take you to the staff, press 1 to talk to me, or go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Ulysses is in, Arizona. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing today?
Good. What do you know about faith? What have you been learning? How you growing your faith?
Yeah, this is going to sound a little funny, but it's really, I don't know, hit me one day. But I try to look for ways that God is showing up every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm finding this to be most prevalent is little coincidences. We would call them coincidences, almost like the sound of that word is almost like by chance, happenstance.
Yeah.
But if you really look at the word, you know, it's not coincidence like by chance, but a coincidence. There is two things occurring at the same time, almost with a sense of like there's no chance here. It was like there's a plan. And so I look for little things all the time and see how it just blesses me or blesses somebody else. Little random things. And I just say, you know, God's providing.
Yeah.
God is providing in ways that we overlook. I'm going to give a little funny example, but this morning I went out to my chicken coop to go feed the hens. And they're random whenever they deliver, you know, they give eggs. And this morning I went out there and it was like a bunch. I'm like, I forgot to take a bucket to go carry them. Well, the night before my wife had give them a bunch of scraps and the little container that she was, you know, threw it over the fence. She lost a hold of it, and it was laying in the chicken coop. And so I'm walking in going, how am I going to pick up all these eggs and carry them over without, you know, making myself really dirty? And all of a sudden, there's a container there. I'm just like, thank you, Lord.
Right, you know? Absolutely.
These little things, and we think He's going to answer prayers always in big ways. But no, He's answering prayers all the time. So I'm really going to check everybody. Don't think of things as coincidence. Think of them as coincidences. There's a plan everywhere. There's His hand is moving everywhere in big ways and in even just the smallest, most beautiful ways.
Amen.
And I pray that you are blessed.
Thank you. We are. And Ulysses, send us some eggs. They're getting expensive over at Safeway or anywhere, by the way. And that's absolutely so. You know, I'm thinking about a past ministry fellow, David Maines. Some of you may know him, and John D. Jess way back in the day. And I think it was David Maines that talked about God sightings. And when we stop during the day and we try to see God sightings around us, what's happening in the lives of our children, when we see what's happening in the lives of our health, when our community. And you know what? When we see things we don't like, we also have to stop and say, God, I don't know what you're doing in that, but hey, listen, we ask you to direct us and expose to us what we're supposed to learn going through this experience. And if we see God in every part of our life, it's transformational, even when the bucket in the chicken coop is there so you can put the chicken eggs in, right? Isn't that right, Jennifer? Do you have a chicken coop? Do they let you have a chicken coop in your neighborhood?
Actually, I think they would.
Would they?
But I raised chickens. I lived on a farm growing up.
Yeah.
And I had many, many chickens. And while I love them dearly, they're very, very messy. And I don't want to deal with that.
You know, when I was a kid, I think about it. I grew up at the Youth Haven Ranch in Michigan. I was, mm-hmm. My parents and my brother were co-founding there. And I was growing up and they got geese. Those are really a mess.
Yes,
geese are nasty. They got a bad attitude.
Especially if they don't like you.
Well, maybe that was the problem.
That nasty hiss.
That they were nasty. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Ulysses, for that reminder. Appreciate it. We're talking about one thing to grow your faith. What is one thing in your life that's helping you grow your faith? When you call, we'd love to hear what it is or a story you want to share. Stephen will hook you up on how to get the One Thing 30-Day Devotional Book, how one thing can make a difference in 30 days in your life. We'll get that to you. We'll show you how you can get it. When you call, 888-888-1717 is the number. I'm going to Gretchen in Arizona. Hi, Gretchen. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Good. Go right ahead. Yeah. What's your one thing?
You know, I think that going to worship on Sunday morning is such a privilege. It is not only something we're called to do, but it is where we go, and the sacraments are there, the fellowship of the believers, prayer is there, forsaking the meeting of being together, like Hebrews says, is a warning to us to not forsake that. A day in his courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. There's so many amazing things that happens when we intentionally go to worship and we're with God's people. Our faith is built through that. So it is. It's an amazing privilege that we have to be called to come and worship. And so I can't imagine trying to do the Christian life without that. In fact, I don't know that you can. It's nearly impossible. So, he meets with us, and as we worship, our faith is built and we grow. So,
we need each other. You know, the Bible talks about the not forsaking ourselves, that assembling together. And I think I heard our pastor say the other day, hey, it's great the hundreds of you viewing us online, you know, streaming on Sunday morning in your pajamas at home, but you're really missing the fellowship if you can get out and be in that fellowship. I mean, obviously, with technology today, there's so many ways we can connect with other believers and be a part of the community, which is really important. But it's also important that you be there in connection and fellowship with other believers. That's something God has for us. God put us in the community. He's made us not to be alone. He wants us to be in fellowship with others. That's a very powerful thing. And thank you for that reminder, Gretchen. Very powerful. One thing to grow your faith. You know, it's interesting. We're going to take a break here in a moment. What's really interesting to me is we've opened the phone lines to invite our community all around the country, thousands of people, to call and tell us one thing that you're doing that's helping you grow your faith, something that's making a difference in your faith, a story or what have you. And our lines they've been busy, but relatively quiet. And I wondered, you know, as a community, when I open the phone lines to the problems that we're facing, we can get our lines overloaded. I'm having trouble in my marriage. I'm having trouble in my finances. I'm having trouble in the workplace. You know, help me with those issues. And I'm going to tell you grow your faith, and a lot of these problems are going to start to come into clearer focus on how to deal with them. We try to do things on our own. We miss out. But when we are intentional and making sure the first thing that we do is to grow our faith in the Lord Jesus. As we do that, that helps us make decisions. How am I going to handle my money in my marriage? I have faith in God that I'm facing a challenge. He's there with you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I hope that would be a reminder that this is an opportunity to shout out how your faith is being built. And if it's not, to be a reminder on what you can do to build your faith. We're Intentional Living. We love you. We want the best for you. That's why we're here. I don't share that to chastise. I simply say, listen, if you want to really have an intentional life, it begins right here on this topic today. 888-888-1717.
I came across Intentional Living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, your support's making a difference. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being a part of the team. Dr. Randy here along with Jennifer and Stephen. Our small team caring about one thing, and that's you all and what's going on in your life to help you, encourage you, to cheerlead and stand on the sidelines and applaud and love you and put our arms around you that, hey, listen, you can live an intentional life in Christ, not out of perfection, please, but maybe picking yourself back up with God's help from where you are today and taking a step in a much healthier direction. Amen. 888-888-1717. Jennifer, you were sharing there during the break. Sometimes it's the offering that we bring to God that's an act of faith. You had a unique one you heard. What was it?
Yeah, I saw a video, and this gentleman was growing a lemon tree, and the first year that it gave out fruit, they weren't so great. So he decided he was going to take one of the bad-looking lemons to church and write a note with it, and whenever it was time for the collection plate to come around, he put the lemon in there along with his normal offering, and he offered that to God, asking, for this lemon tree to be blessed. The next season, it bore the most wonderful, beautiful, big lemons that he ever had. And he was so excited by this, and so were other parishioners, that they started doing the same thing with different fruits and vegetables, and the same thing happened. So they're offering up, this to the Lord, and he blessed all of them with abundant fruits and veggies. I just thought that was the neatest thing.
Well, you know how my mind works. As you're talking, I'm thinking of an application for that in our own lives. Some of us need to put our kids in the offering plate, right?
Yeah.
Now, they won't fit in the offering plate, but the word picture is there. God, this is your child. You've given them to me or her to me. They're struggling. They're lost. They're wayward. I give them back to you. Lord, you do in their life whatever you need to do, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the lemon. You're the one that grows the lemons. You're going to have to be the one that does the work in my kids, my marriage, putting in that plate, as it were, that word picture, that offering to God of your marriage, your work, your finances, whatever it is you're facing. Say, God, I need you, and I give this back to you and ask you to do something. That's pretty powerful. All right, thank you. You just jump in whenever. You just jump in, Jennifer. She's so much smarter than I am. All right, let's go to Judy in Kansas. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What have you learned about faith, growing faith?
Well, this starts 29 years ago when my husband died. I went into a dark hole. I existed, and God carried me through. And I've tried a number of churches, and 2 years ago I found an awesome church that is every sermon, every lesson that they do, like last 2 months we did Exodus, was getting out of the wilderness. And each day God has opened me up just one little step at a time, one little thing at a time that I'm facing and letting go. And it's like there's a new me, and I struggle some days just to see me being that happy and joyful about stuff. But I love it. And my church has been wonderful. I've got a church group there and a Bible study group that they have just carried me through and opening me up to things that I never thought I would ever do in my whole life.
Well, listen, give a shout out in Kansas. What city are you in, Judy?
I'm in Topeka.
Yeah, beautiful Topeka. What church do you go to?
It's Western Hills Church out on 29th and Auburn Road.
All right. And you say, hey, it's made the folks there are making a difference in your life.
Oh, yes. They welcomed me. Mary and one of the ladies welcomed me the first day I went in April, and I'm standing there so scared, not sure whether this is the right church. she took my hand, and she's like a mom to me now that I claim her. The love and the caring and the wisdom, and they take time to answer my questions and whatever.
Amen. Hey, listen, you know, it may not be her church, but there are some churches in every community that we're living in, listening in today, that can be transformational in your life. You got to do your homework. And you might say, well, I've been at a church and they weren't friendly and didn't work for me. Listen, there's a place for you today in whatever community you're living in. Here's the requisites, though. Make sure the Word of God is being taught. It's a place you're going to obviously be able to connect with other people, a place you can serve, where you can be connected with other people. And, of course, that may take, you have to visit a few until you do. That's fine. That's fine. I'm not encouraging jumping around church to church, because you need to get plugged in and be a part of a church and really do what God's called you to do. My wife and I have found our spot for where we are right now at this stage in our life. And I hope you will too. It's really important. Don't just put that off. Be plugged in. There's growth in those areas of your life. I'm Dr. Randy today. We only have about a minute left. We're going to be wrapping up. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is so terrific. I want to just continue talking to you all here as we go off the air. So those of you on the phone, Cheryl and Debbie and Nancy and others, just hang on. We're going to get to you, but we're going to record this for tomorrow. I'm going to record it, then we're going to play these calls tomorrow on our show from the Intentional Living Studio. And if you want to join in, hey, give us a call. What we're doing is hearing from people all over the country who are saying, this is my one thing. This is what God's teaching me about my faith. Here's how I'm growing in my faith. What's working for you? What's not working? What have you learned? What difference is it making? How would you encourage someone else? As you call 888-888-1717. And again, we'll hook you up with that One Thing 30-Day Devotional book. Stephen will tell you how you can get that. All right. 888-888-1717. I want to say on behalf of my wife, Donna, who, by the way, you talk about faith, she's up every morning. She's up at 5 o'clock every morning. 5 o'clock every, that's before the sun comes up, Jennifer. That doesn't seem quite normal to me for some reason, but she's up every morning at 5. She's reading the Bible, reading some devotionals. She loves Alistair Begg devotional, and she reads the from Radio Bible Class devotional, and she reads their Bible, and she prays, and she's more spiritual than I am, frankly, at 5 in the morning. But growing her faith, and that's a big impact in my life and the impact of our family as well. So certainly love her for that. So on behalf of my wife, Donna, and Jennifer here, and Stephen, and the rest of the team from Intentional Living, God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the ministry and supporting us. And you can find out more about Intentional Living, what we're doing, free resources, all of those things at our website when you go to theintentionallife.com. Life is short. Life is short, folks. You can either be a non-intentional liver, or you can live intentionally in Christ. Come and join us. We'll see you next time right here from our Intentional Living Center.